Need more time? Want more from your business and your life? Welcome to the Simple Life Habits Podcast, where you'll learn how to work less, do more, and live your life with greater focus. Now, here's your host, Jonathan Milligan.
If there is one thing this era of technology has given all of us, it's broken focus. In order for us to get more done, we've made ourselves available anywhere at any time. This means we're accessible to everyone's emergencies, which pull us away from our own priorities. In order to pull a counter move and actually be more productive, you need some rules to live by. You can call these personal policies, you can call these simple productivity statements, but regardless, these rules that I'm going to share with you today will guide you whether you're employed or self-employed. And I'd encourage you to begin thinking about how you can let these rules of productivity guide your day. So real simple, these are 7 tips that if you'll do for a week, you'll be twice as productive. Now, while I learned these rules in several places and even through my own experiences, I give the majority of the credit to 2 people, Marie Forleo and Gary Keller. They are great examples of people who have intentionally said no to the good in order to accomplish the great. So here's 7 statements that if you can write them down, great, but I'll also try to include them in the show notes as well. Statement number 1. Embrace chaos. You can never really get it all done. You see, early on in my online business building journey, I used to live in a constant place of frustration. I remember having a conversation with my wife and telling her, I wish I had 10 employees that could just run with all the ideas I have. Now, while that sounded noble, I realized 2 things. First, I'll never really get it all done, and that's okay. Embracing chaos is what most successful people do. And second, it's really more about focus. The truth is, the more you focus, the more chaos sometimes will increase. Other things get left undone, so you can do what's most important in your business. So embrace chaos. Number 2, get on the no train. And that's N-O. I should write an entire blog post and podcast just on this topic. But learning to say no is one of the most important skills you can have in your career and in your business. Sometimes you have to say no to yourself. Most of us have more internal distractions and excuses than we often realize. Checking email can be an addiction and constantly pull you away from what's most important. Sometimes you just have to learn to say no to others. It's hard, but it can really be done. Gary Keller, in his book, The One Thing, says to offer this question when stuck between 2 choices. If I can get to this by, insert the date, will that work okay for you? Now, this reasoning I've used this several times since reading that in the book, and it's been incredibly helpful to me. And Gary's reasoning is that it's often more important to others that something will be done rather than when it will be done. And sometimes they figure out another way to get it done altogether. I know I've found that to be true. So get on the no train. If you want to double your productivity this next week, here's 3. Your most important list is your stop doing list. Oftentimes, we are enemy number 1 when it comes to productivity. Stephen Pressfield writes in Do the Work, the resistance comes on strong, and we have to be willing to go to war in order to accomplish our highest priorities. Focus is more about what you're choosing not to do. You intentionally choose not to waste your energy on what is not all that important. For example, checking Facebook several times a day is not best use of your time. 4, if it's not scheduled, it's not real. This is such a great principle to live by. You can have all the intentions in the world, but intentions get us nowhere. You move things out of intentions and into implementation when it gets put on the calendar. Is there something that you absolutely want to get done this week? Put it on the calendar. Number 5, if you erase, you must replace. Now, this is a pithy little saying, and this saying works great if you block off time on your calendar to do your highest work. While you should keep this appointment with yourself at all costs, learn to automatically replace it on your calendar if you must change it. So, for example, if you have every Thursday morning, you are going to write for your next book, and you've got that in the calendar for you to do. If something comes up and you need to change that, that's fine, but when are you going to replace it? Replace it right then. Is it going to be Friday afternoon? Is it going to be Saturday morning? If you erase, you must replace. Number 6, if you want to be twice as productive, do stuff early in the day. Willpower has a limited battery life. I have found this to be so true for me on so many different levels. When you first wake up in the morning, you have a green color on your energy level. Think about it as in terms of a battery life on your cell phone. Early in the morning, you see that green energy level. And that's the way it is for you when it comes to getting stuff done. But as the morning goes along, our energy color goes from green to yellow to red. And you, my friend, will live frustrated if you try to do your most important activities late in the afternoon. You're drained by that point, and you need some downtime to replenish your energy. And number 7, if you want to be twice as productive, doing the most important thing is always the most important thing. Now, it might seem funny that I left this for the very end, but I did it on purpose. If you remember no other rules, remember this. Your most important thing will always be your most important thing. Now, while this seems simple enough, our days don't often reflect this. The loudest thing becomes the most important thing. Our coworker's most important thing becomes our most important thing for the day. And my challenge, if you can't remember all 7 of these, remember this one today. Guard your most important thing and do it every day, and the results will absolutely surprise you. This podcast is brought to you by the 30-Day Get Productive Challenge. It's a free online video course you can take to double your productivity in the next 30 days. Along with the challenge, you get worksheets, PDF checklists, and more. To start the challenge, just go to jonathanmilligan.com.